AP correspondent John Moan is in San Diego, of course, awaiting the cruise ship, the Carnival Splendor. Of course, we've been following this story for the past couple of days. And John, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, 4 days after everyone's vacation went sour, the Carnival cruise ship Splendor will finally be making it back to U.S. shores. So we're awaiting the arrival of this disabled cruise ship into the ship's terminal here in the Port of San Diego within the next 2 to 3 hours. I think it's going to be a long process. Our people out on an area of the Mission Bay in San Diego called Shelter Island tell us that the ship is within sight. It has entered the harbor technically, so I think it's going to be another 2 to 3 hours before we actually see this thing in the dock. And then from there, it's going to take about 2 hours to get everybody off. You're dealing with 4,500 passengers and crew, so I'm sure everyone will be eager to leave at once, but I think to do it safely, it's got to be in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, I heard you say, John, at the top of the hour, the fact that, again, this vessel is without power, which means no elevators. It will make getting those passengers off maybe a whole lot more difficult than it normally would be. Not that it's easy getting off of just a normal cruise ship.
Yeah, and you're dealing with the largest vessel in the Carnival Cruise Line fleet. That's the other added wrinkle. You know, you can spot this thing from a mile away in the air. It is a floating city. So, you know, imagine taking a small town in Pennsylvania and cramming it all onto a ship and then getting everybody off safely. I think it would be quite a logistical undertaking.
Hey John, where you're at, I mean, what is waiting for this cruise ship? I mean, are there medical personnel? Who is all waiting there, I guess?
Well, we've got U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We also have a slew of reporters, producers, and cameras awaiting the arrival of the ship as well. You've got crews from around Southern California and the nation. So everybody wants a picture of this giant ship as it arrives into the docks. That is everyone's goal, is to get that ship coming in.
Hey, John, anybody going to set up a stand serving Spam or Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, not me. I think they'll probably hurl the Spam in my general direction if I do that. I think they're probably sick of Spam and Pop-Tarts at this moment. I think they want some fresh food. And hey, you know, San Diego, some great taco stands here, so maybe they'll be hitting the lines at the taco stands.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure there's a business out there that could jump on that. John, thanks for your time, taking the chance to talk to us, and best of luck. You say it's going to be another 2 or 3 hours, though?
At least, and then, you know, to get everybody off, we're looking at midday. So, and, you know, I'm a writer, I'm a cameraman, and a producer, so I'll be running around trying to interview people and getting their stories, so I'll have my hands full.
All right, the rest
of our guys.
All right, thanks again. That is AP correspondent John Moan, live from San Diego. Of course, keep it here on KQV for the latest on that.